called Soulfest and was part of the prayer ministry teams at Soulfest. We sent her out with prayer, and we'd like to invite Allison to come and just share with us a bit of what God did, what you saw, and what it was like.
Okay. This is my third year going up to Soulfest. It's in New Hampshire. It's a Christian music festival, and they have it over. It's at a ski resort, and so it's kind of on a mountain, and there's like four different music vendors, so they have music venues, so they have about 80 different musicians and bands, and some of them big bands, like Toby Mac and Michael Smith and Michael W. Smith. And over the course, 3 days, and over the course of the time, there's about 10,000 people that come each day. Many of them come for the whole 3 days. And there's also tents where vendors and ministries set up tents, and one of them is the New England Prayer Center. And this is the 20th year of Soulfest, and they started at the beginning, so every year they have a prayer tent. And it's people can come and come for prayer for whatever they want. So I was part of the prayer team. There were about 9 of us that were the core team and another 5 or 6 that came in and out and prayed part of the time. And over the course of the 3 days, we probably prayed for between 500 and 700 people. I prayed for probably about 40 or 50 over the 3 days. And it was amazing seeing God at work and what he did. I saw people delivered from things they'd been struggling with, some people healed. In some cases, people just given an incredibly encouraging word. I mean, it was just amazing to watch. I wanted to tell 2 stories. One of them was not one I participated in, but it's so amazing I have to tell it. And that is that a woman came to the tent with her 13-year-old son, and she had been ministered to separately earlier, and she was touched, and she wanted to bring her son. So they sat down, and the son kind of looked like he didn't really want to be there. And the people asked, "What would you like prayer for?" And to the son, and he kind of said, I don't really want to be here. And the mother quickly said, he doesn't believe in God. And so one of the prayers said to him, you know, what would it take for you to believe in God? And he said, well, I don't know. I don't know what you mean. And she said, well, if God showed you something that only you know, that nobody else knows, would you believe in him? And he said, well, I guess so. So they opened in prayer and asked God to show himself to this little boy, well, not little boy, but 13-year-old, to show him something that only he knew, that nobody else knew. So as they prayed, God ended up using what's called a word of knowledge through the 2 prayers, where the first thing was one of the prayers said, I see this picture frame, and it's got black in it. It's kind of all black, and I see a picture frame. And then another one said, you know, I see a chain around somebody's neck, and I think it must be gold, a gold chain. And then as they prayed, they said, well, I think there's a medallion hanging from the chain. And then one of them said, you know, there's a word on the medallion, and it starts with the P, and maybe it's the word peace. No, it's not that. I think it's the word protector. And anyway, shortly after that, the boy kind of jumped up and left the tent, and the mother followed him. They kind of said thanks and left. And they went about 10 feet from the tent, and the mother was talking to the boy. You couldn't tell what was being said, but she was kind of doing this. And she was evidently saying, you have to go back and tell them. So he kind of came back, and from what I was told, I didn't get to see it, but he kind of came back this way and said, okay, I need to tell you, my older brother was shot and killed, and the only picture I have of him, he's wearing a black T-shirt, and he's got a gold chain, and it's got a medallion on it that says protector. And so with that, the woman that had said, what would it take? He started to leave, and the woman said, wait a minute. You said you would believe in God if he showed you something that only you know. So she led him to the Lord. So, yeah. So it was amazing. I mean, God just kept showing up. Second story I wanted to tell you was a woman that came to me. Her name was Mary, and when she came to me, she was an older woman. She was really having trouble walking. She was kind of this way, in a lot of pain, and when she sat down, I asked her what she wanted prayer for, and she had a bad back. She had arthritis in her back, and she had sciatica and was in a lot of pain. And I have learned from my training as well as from experience that if anybody holds bitterness or unforgiveness, it blocks healing and sometimes can actually be the cause of problems. So I explained this to her and asked her if she had any unforgiveness. And before that, I asked her, when did this start? She said, 5 years earlier. And I said, did anything happen 5 years earlier? And she said, no, it just was gradual increase. So then when I asked her if she had anybody she needed to forgive, she said yes, and she proceeded to spend about 10 minutes telling me a story relating to her son and her daughter-in-law. And she was extremely angry at both of them, but in particular the daughter-in-law. And this started 5 years earlier, interestingly. And so I led her through forgiveness. She really struggled with forgiveness, and it's really a process, but I think she started the process of forgiving. And when we finished that, then when I went to pray for her, I had her stand up so I could lay my hands on her back. And when she stood up almost straight. And then when I prayed for her, for a few minutes, she was completely healed. I mean, all the pain left, and she walked carrying her cane. So God is good. God is amazing. And I just would encourage anybody that needs prayer, come to one of our prayer teams or make an appointment. And praise God for all he does. Thank you. Good.
Thanks, Allison. And so if God calls you to go out in some way to a local or, you know, foreign mission or trip or event, and you want to tell us beforehand, we would love to pray for you. And then when you come back, you can, if you'd like, tell us what God did, because God is alive and active, and he works in each of us in different ways. And he really does want to use us in life.